Everyone in my world I love. I love everyone in my world. Why do I love everyone in my world? Because everyone in my world is a reflection of me. Everyone in my world is an example of who I am. And if I don't love them, I better start changing those examples out there. I better start changing those attitudes I have out there and make sure that everything is lovely and beautiful and fantastic. In fact, I love everyone with unconditional love. That's the only kind of love I know. Unconditional love. Because unconditional love just enfolds, enraptures, hugs everyone, and makes everyone feel absolutely marvelous, absolutely wonderful. Do you feel absolutely wonderful? Do you love everyone in your world? Even the people who give you a hard time, do you love them? Do you love them? Not because they give you a hard time, but because you created these people doing this. Now, you can look at what they're doing to you as a hard time, or you can look at them at what they're doing to you as just a reflection of what's going on inside of you. Now, if you're a happy person, if you're a joyful person, then these people will be reflecting joy in your life. They'll be reflecting happiness in your life. They'll be reflecting all of the peace and the wonderful qualities that you'd like to have and you'd like to express. But you have to start somewhere. So you start within yourself. Now, I just returned from my sister Marie's 90th birthday party. And she had 50-some people there, all gathered around her, telling her how much they love her, telling her how much they think of her. And she's sitting there just enjoying it as though she was a young spring chicken. And she is a young spring chicken. Because all of her friends and all of her family, six children and their husbands and wives and children and grandchildren, and all the wonderful people in her world, they all remember her as being young and dynamic, of doing all the things she wants to do. And so, as they greeted her on her birthday, they didn't greet her as a person who was over the hill. They greeted her as someone who was absolutely fantastic, absolutely marvelous. And they did everything they could to make her happy. They did everything they could to enjoy her company. And they shared all the stories of their life with themselves and each other, talking lovingly, talking and sharing, and telling everybody how wonderful their world is. Now, could a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother want anything more than that? Could she want anything more than to hear that her children, her family, are doing wonderful? And then, as she says, most of her friends are younger than she is. Most of her friends are just fantastic and glorious and wonderful. And they were there, too. They were there, too. And so was Uncle Bob. And he was there with his big white beard and his Santa Claus attitude. And he went around to everyone and made them feel that they belonged to the party, made them feel that they were really important in his life. And they were. They were. Everyone sat on a long, swinging chair that was out there, and they were going to take the big family picture of everybody who was there. And so as they sat on this, it was in the backyard for quite some time and had not been painted or anything, and so the screws got a little rusty in the screw hold, and the wood was just a little rotten. So, kapuch, everybody went down. And they had to rearrange the screws and set the thing up. But who was there in the midst of it? Uncle Bob. He was there helping to make everything perfect and beautiful and wonderful. Now, who puts on such a show like this? Who puts on a show to show how much they love their mother or their friend? You and I. Every time we look at ourselves in the mirror, we say, I like me. Every time we look at ourselves in the mirror, every time we look at ourselves anywhere at all, we say, all is in divine order and all is wonderful. And as we say this, That's a reflection of us, of course. And as we reflect this outwardly, everybody around us feels this happiness and this joy and this harmony and this peace and this love. Birthdays are a time for remembrance. And everybody who came to the party bought a lovely card or a small gift, and some bought silly gifts, and some bought wonderful gifts. But all the gifts were wonderful gifts of sharing and loving. Now, Marie has a fox that loves to walk back and forth in her yard. And her yard is very wooded. In fact, the whole community is a very wooded community, lots of bushes and trees, and the foxes just love to live there. And they love to take pickings from people's yards. Well, one of her friends, one of her children, gave her an embroidered dish towel with a fox on each one. And each fox was a little different and beautiful. And it was the highlight of the ball, the highlight of the party, because it's the little things like this, the little thoughtful remembrances, the little attitudes when each one of us do these things. Another one of her wonderful children went out and did something real silly. He bought a big jar of M&Ms, and these M&Ms were special M&Ms. Every other M&M in there said, "Happy birthday, Marie." And another M&M said, "It's wonderful celebrating a 90th birthday. Happy birthday, Marie. Happy birthday." And, of course, everyone had to try one of these wonderful M&Ms. And there will be enough of those to go around for quite a while. But they were so delicious and so unique and so wonderful. They were really a time of sharing, a time of really knowing that everything is in divine order. Everything is wonderful. A time for remembrances. And they looked at pictures. All over the house were the pictures of the children and of the grandchildren and of the people that had been there who had passed away, and all of the lives that had been lived there. And the house was just a tremendous memorabilia of all the things that had gone on in the world. And it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful sharing. It's a wonderful thing for all of us to do, to have these moments when we have a time of remembrances, but not maudlin remembrances, but happy remembrances, joyful ones. I like to say, I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. And when I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25, I am saying that I am happy. I am filled with peace. I'm filled with love. I'm filled with joy. All in my world is going along so wonderfully, so fantastically, so marvelously. It's just a great world to be in. And truly, it is a great world to be in. I love everyone in my world. Everyone in my world, no matter whether there were upsies or downsies in my experience, I love everyone. And I don't look to see if they love me. Because if I look to see if others love me, I'm not really loving them. But if I love everyone in my world unconditionally, with no judgment, I love them so perfectly, so wonderfully, so beautifully, then that's just the way love is. Mentally, I give all of my friends, I give all of my relatives, I give all in my life a big hug. And even for those who have misunderstood me, even for those who have, so to speak, done me wrong, I give them a big hug because they meant good. They meant love, they meant peace, and they meant joy. And the only thing I know how to do is just to say, when they don't understand my ways of doing things, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. I release all. And I say, I'm vitally dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I enjoy the time of remembrances, the time of sharing. And Marie thoroughly enjoyed it. And when she went to sleep that night, she was so filled with tinkle bells and pixie dust and all the happy things that make life a wonderful experience. How about the birthdays you enter into? Do you bring a vital, dynamic, alive 25 being, or do you bring the age that a person is or that you are? And is your time of sharing a maudlin sharing, or is your time of sharing a joyful, happy, wonderful sharing where you say, I love you unconditionally, forever and ever and ever? And this is my blessing, my gift, my joy for all the world. I say, I love you unconditionally, forever, forever, forever. Have a happy day, have a happy life, have a happy world, and be the kind of person that you are all the time, and let the world see it, because that's the best way to do it. I love you. I love you. I love you.